We continue now with the biblical treasury of the Catechism, compiled and arranged by the Reverend Thomas E. Cox, and the lesson 19th on confession. We continue with question number 221. Eat thy bread with the hungry and the needy, and with thy garments cover the naked. Tobias, chapter 4, verse 17. We lead indeed a poor life, but we shall have many good things if we fear God and depart from all sin and do that which is good. Tobias, chapter 4, verse 23. Reprove thy neighbor, for it may be he hath not said it, and if he hath said it, that he may not say it again. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 19, verse 14. Count it all joy when you shall fall into diverse temptations. James, chapter 1, verse 2. Man, born of a woman, living for a short time, is filled with many miseries. Job, chapter 14, verse 1. The life of man upon earth is a warfare. Job, chapter 7, verse 1. Instead of making me a return of love, they detracted me, but I gave myself to prayer. Psalms, chapter 108, verse 4. Because thou wast acceptable to God, it was necessary that temptation should prove thee. Tobias, chapter 12, verse 13. Whom the Lord loveth, he chastiseth. Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 6. Through many tribulations we must enter into the kingdom of God. Acts, chapter 14, verse 21. Yet so, if we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him. Romans, chapter 8, verse 17. Perhaps the Lord may look upon my affliction, and the Lord may render me good for the cursing of this day. 2 Kings, chapter 16, verse 12. Thou didst deserve indeed the wrath of the Lord, but good works are found in thee. 2 Paralipomenon, chapter 19, verses 2 and 3. Blessed is the man whom God correcteth. Job, chapter 5, verse 17. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. As it hath pleased the Lord, so is it done. Job, chapter 1, verse 21. A grievous sickness maketh the soul sober. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 31, verse 2. I will bear the wrath of the Lord because I have sinned against him. Micaiah, chapter 7, verse 9. He that taketh not up his cross and followeth me is not worthy of me. Matthew, chapter 10, verse 38. I am ready not only to be bound, but to die also in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. Acts, chapter 21, verse 13. For I have learned in whatsoever state I am to be content therewith. Philippians, chapter 4, verse 11. For I reckon that the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared with the glory to come. Romans, chapter 8, verse 18. Wherefore, brethren, labor the more, that by good works you may make sure your calling and election. 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 10. O, how good and sweet is thy spirit, O Lord, in all things, and therefore thou chastisest them that err by little and little, and admonishest them, and speakest to them, concerning the things wherein they offend, that leaving their wickedness, they may believe in thee, O Lord. Wisdom, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Question 222. Which are the chief spiritual works of mercy? The chief spiritual works of mercy are seven. To admonish the sinner, to instruct the ignorant, to counsel the doubtful, to comfort the sorrowful, to bear wrongs patiently, to forgive all injuries, and to pray for the living and the dead. He who causeth a sinner to be converted from the error of his way shall save his soul from death, and shall cover a multitude of sins. James chapter 5, verse 20. He therefore went to all that were in captivity, and gave them wholesome admonitions. Tobias chapter 1, verse 15. Cry, cease not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their wicked doings, and the house of Jacob their sins. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1. To speak a word in due time is like apples of gold on beds of silver. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 11. If a man be overtaken in any fault, you who are spiritual, instruct such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. With modesty, admonishing them that resist the truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25. I will teach the unjust thy ways, and the wicked shall be converted to thee. Psalms chapter 50, verse 15. They that instruct many to justice shall shine as stars for all eternity. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Seek counsel always of a wise man. Tobias chapter 4, verse 19. Tobias daily went among all his kindred and comforted them. Tobias chapter 1, verse 19. I was a comforter of them that mourned. Job chapter 29, verse 25. I wept heretofore for him that was afflicted, and my soul had compassion on the poor. Job chapter 30, verse 25. Be not wanting in comforting them that weep, and walk with them that mourn. Ecclesiasticus chapter 7, verse 38. Rebuke the unquiet, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient towards all men. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14. When the Lord had seen, being moved with mercy towards her, he said to her, Weep not. Luke chapter 7, verse 13. According to thy ability, be merciful. Tobias chapter 4, verse 8. And Ecclesiasticus chapter 35, verse 12. Take all that shall be brought upon thee, and in thy sorrow endure, and in thy humiliation keep patience. Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verse 4. Persevere under discipline. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7. Bearing with one another, and forgiving one another, if any have a complaint against another. Even as the Lord hath forgiven you, so you also. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. Pray one for another. James chapter 5, verse 16. Restrain not grace from the dead. Ecclesiasticus chapter 7, verse 37. Question 223. Which are the chief corporal works of mercy? The chief corporal works of mercy are seven: to feed the hungry, to give drink to the thirsty, to clothe the naked, to ransom the captive, to harbor the harborless, to visit the sick, and to bury the dead. Religion, clean and undefiled, is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their tribulation, and to keep oneself unspotted from this world. James chapter 1, verse 27. If a brother or sister be naked and want daily food, and one of you say to them, Go in peace, be you warm and filled, what shall it profit? James chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. Alms shall be a great confidence before the Most High God to all them that give it. Tobias chapter 4, verse 12. If you have much, give abundantly. If you have little, take care even so to bestow willingly a little. Tobias, chapter 4, verse 9. He fed the hungry and gave clothes to the naked and was careful to bury the dead. Tobias, chapter 1, verse 20, chapter 1, verse 3, and chapter 12, verse 12. Eat thy bread with the hungry and the needy, and with thy garments cover the naked. Tobias, chapter 4, verse 17. Some distribute their own goods and grow richer. Others take away what is not their own and are always in want. Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 24. He that giveth to the poor shall not want. He that despiseth his entreaty shall suffer indigence. Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 27. Do not forget to do good and to impart. Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 16. If thy enemy be hungry, give him to eat. If he thirst, give him to drink. Romans, chapter 12, verse 20. Give to every one that asketh thee. Luke, chapter 6, verse 30. He that hath the substance of this world, and shall see his brother in need, and shall put up his bowels from him, how doth the charity of God abide in him? 1 John, chapter 3, verse 17. Blessed is he that understandeth concerning the needy and the poor. Psalms, chapter 40, verse 2. In thy sweetness, O God, thou hast provided for the poor. Psalms, chapter 67, verse 11. If thou wilt be perfect, go sell what thou hast, and give to the poor. Matthew, chapter 19, verse 21. He that hath two coats, let him give to him that hath none, and he that hath meat, let him do in like manner. Luke, chapter 3, verse 11. Deal thy bread to the hungry, and bring the needy and the harborless into thy house. When thou shalt see one naked, cover him. Isaiah, chapter 58, verse 7. Be not slow to visit the sick. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 7, verse 39. Remember them that are in bands, as if you were bound with them. Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 3. Make unto you friends of the mammon of iniquity. Luke, chapter 16, verse 9. Give alms out of thy substance, and turn not away thy face from any poor person. Tobias, chapter 4, verse 7. Whosoever shall give to drink to one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, amen I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. Matthew, chapter 10, verse 42, and Mark, chapter 9, verse 40. Come ye blessed of my Father, for I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you covered me. Sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Matthew, chapter 25, verses 34 to 36. Lesson 20, on the manner of making a good confession. Question 224. What should we do on entering the confessional? On entering the confessional, we should kneel, make the sign of the cross, and say to the priest, "Bless me, Father." Then add, "I confess to Almighty God and to you, Father, that I have sinned." As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. Romans, chapter 14, verse 11. Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Luke, chapter 15, verse 21. I have gone astray like a sheep that is lost. Psalms, chapter 118, verse 176. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Psalms chapter 40, verse 5. Question 225. Which are the first things we should tell the priest in confession? The first things we should tell the priest in confession are the time of our last confession and whether we said the penance and went to Holy Communion. The just is first accuser of himself. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 17. I will recount to thee all my years in the bitterness of my soul. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 15. We have sinned, we have committed iniquity, we have done wickedly and have revolted, and we have gone aside from thy commandments and thy judgments. Daniel chapter 9, verse 5. Question 226. After telling the time of our last confession and communion, what should we do? After telling the time of our last confession and communion, we should confess all the mortal sins we have since committed and all the venial sins we may wish to mention. Incline not my heart to evil words, to make excuses in sins. Psalms chapter 140, verse 4. Justify not thyself before God, for he knoweth the heart. Ecclesiasticus chapter 7, verse 5. I said, I will confess against myself. Psalms chapter 31, verse 5. I will let go my speech against myself. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. Job chapter 10, verse 1. He that cleareth up a question shall prepare what to say. Ecclesiasticus chapter 33, verse 4. Question 227. What must we do when the confessor asks us questions? When the confessor asks us questions, we must answer them truthfully and clearly. Refrain not to speak in the time of salvation. Ecclesiasticus chapter 4, verse 28. For thy soul be not ashamed to say the truth. Ecclesiasticus chapter 4, verse 24. Gird up thy loins like a man, I will ask thee, and answer thou me. Job chapter 38, verse 3. Return a true answer with wisdom. Ecclesiasticus chapter 5, verse 13. What will they do when the Lord shall begin to examine? Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verse 17. Will a wise man answer as if he were speaking in the wind? Job chapter 15, verse 2. For they were examined for the remembrance of thy words, and were quickly healed, lest falling into deep forgetfulness, they might not be able to use thy help. Wisdom, chapter 16, verse 11. Question 228. What should we do after telling our sins? After telling our sins, we should listen with attention to the advice which the confessor may think proper to give. My son, hear the instruction of thy father. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 33. Give ear, my son, and take wise counsel, and cast not away my advice. Ecclesiasticus chapter 6, verse 24. Hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend, that you may know prudence. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1. Be meek to hear the word, that thou mayest understand. Ecclesiasticus chapter 5, verse 13. My son, do thou nothing without counsel, and thou shalt not repent when thou hast done. Ecclesiasticus chapter 32, verse 24. It is better to be rebuked by a wise man than to be deceived with the flattery of fools. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 6. Hearken to me, my son, and learn the discipline of understanding, and attend to my words in thy heart. Ecclesiasticus chapter 16, verse 24. Hear in silence, and for thy reverence good grace shall come to thee. Ecclesiasticus chapter 32, verse 9. Good instruction shall give grace. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. Question 229. How should we end our confession? We should end our confession by saying, I also accuse myself of all the sins of my past life, telling, if we choose, one or several of our past sins. Be not without fear about sin forgiven. Ecclesiasticus chapter 5, verse 5. Wash me yet more from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Psalms chapter 50, verse 4. For thy former sins also pray, that they may be forgiven thee. Ecclesiasticus chapter 21, verse 1. Question 230. What should we do while the priest is giving us absolution? While the priest is giving us absolution, we should, from our heart, renew the act of contrition. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy great mercy, and according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my iniquity. Psalms chapter 50, verse 1. Lesson 21st on indulgences in the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism. Question number 231. What is an indulgence? An indulgence is the remission in whole or in part of the temporal punishment due to sin. For what I have pardoned, if I have pardoned anything, for your sakes have I done it in the person of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. Redeem thou thy sins with alms, and thy iniquities with works of mercy to the poor. Daniel chapter 4, verse 24. A throne shall be prepared in mercy. Isaiah chapter 16, verse 5. The Lord also hath taken away thy sin, nevertheless. 2 Kings chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. He hath not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For according to the height of the heaven above the earth, he hath strengthened his mercy towards them that fear him. Psalms chapter 102, verses 10 and 11. Question 232. Is an indulgence a pardon of sin, or a license to commit sin? An indulgence is not a pardon of sin, nor a license to commit sin, and one who is in a state of mortal sin cannot gain an indulgence. He hath commanded no man to do wickedly, and he hath given no man license to sin. Ecclesiasticus chapter 15, verse 21. All things of his divine power which appertain to life and godliness are given to us. He hath given us most great and precious promises. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. We know that to them that love God all things work together unto good. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Question 233. How many kinds of indulgences are there? There are two kinds of indulgences, plenary and partial. To every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the giving of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. Question 234. What is a plenary indulgence? A plenary indulgence is the full remission of the temporal punishment due to sin. I forgave thee all the debt. Matthew chapter 18, verse 32. Upon this day shall be the expiation for you, and the cleansing from all your sins. You shall be cleansed before the Lord. Leviticus chapter 16, verse 30. Question 235. What is a partial indulgence? A partial indulgence is the remission of a part of the temporal punishment due to sin. Shall not the dew assuage the heat? Ecclesiasticus chapter 18, verse 16. For what I have pardoned, if I have pardoned anything, for your sakes have I done it in the person of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. Question 236. How does the church, by means of indulgences, remit the temporal punishment due to sins? The church, by means of indulgences, remits the temporal punishment due to sin by applying to us the merits of Jesus Christ and the superabundant satisfactions of the Blessed Virgin Mary and of the saints, which merits and satisfactions are its spiritual treasury. You shall draw waters with joy out of the Savior's fountains. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. By whose stripes you were healed. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, and Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Whatsoever you shall bind upon earth shall be bound also in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose upon earth shall be loosed also in heaven. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18, and chapter 16, verse 19. I have laid upon thee the years of their iniquity, according to the number of the days, and thou shalt bear the iniquity of the house of Israel. Ezekiel chapter 4, verse 5. I fill up those things that are wanting of the sufferings of Christ in my flesh for his body, which is the church. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. A good man out of a good treasure bringeth forth good things. Matthew chapter 12, verse 35. Much more, therefore, being now justified by his blood, shall we be saved from wrath through him. Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Give thanks to Onias the priest, because for his sake the Lord hath granted thee life. 2 Maccabees chapter 3, verse 33. Question 237. What must we do to gain an indulgence? To gain an indulgence, we must be in the state of grace and perform the works enjoined. If the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, surely thou shouldst have done it. How much rather what he now hath said to thee, wash, and thou shalt be clean. 4 Kings chapter 5, verse 13. They will prepare their hearts, and in his sight will sanctify their souls. Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verse 20. Alms delivereth from death, and the same is that which purgeth away sins, and maketh to find mercy and life everlasting. Tobias chapter 12, verse 9. Prayer is good with fasting and alms, more than to lay up treasures of gold. Tobias chapter 12, verse 8. Lesson 22nd on the Holy Eucharist. Question 238. What is the Holy Eucharist? The Holy Eucharist is the sacrament which contains the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ under the appearances of bread and wine. The bread of angels. Psalms chapter 77, verse 25. The bread of life. John chapter 6, verse 48. The true bread from heaven. John chapter 6, verse 32. The living bread from heaven. John chapter 6, verse 41. The corn of the elect. and wine springing forth virgins. Zacharias chapter 9, verse 17. And they spoke ill of God. They said, Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Psalms chapter 77, verse 19. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? John chapter 6, verse 53. Take ye and eat, this is my body. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26. For this is my blood of the New Testament. Matthew chapter 26, verse 28, and Mark chapter 14, verse 24. Behold, I have prepared my dinner. Come ye to the marriage. Matthew chapter 22, verse 4. Except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you. John chapter 6, verse 54. This is my body which is given for you. Luke chapter 22, verse 19. This is the chalice, the New Testament in my blood, which shall be shed for you. Luke chapter 22, verse 20. The chalice of benediction which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? And the bread which we break, is it not the partaking of the body of the Lord? 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16. This is my body which shall be delivered for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24. This chalice is the New Testament in my blood. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread or drink the chalice of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. Blessed are they that are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Apocalypse chapter 19, verse 9. Question 239. When did Christ institute the Holy Eucharist? Christ instituted the Holy Eucharist at the Last Supper, the night before he died. Whilst they were at supper, Matthew chapter 26, verse 26. On the first day of the unleavened bread, Mark chapter 14, verse 12. When evening was come, Mark chapter 14, verse 17. Whilst they were eating, Mark chapter 14, verse 22. And the day of the unleavened bread came, Luke chapter 22, verse 7. Before the festival day of the Pasch, and when supper was done, John chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. The same night in which he was betrayed, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. After he had supped, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. Question 240. Who were present when our Lord instituted the Holy Eucharist? When our Lord instituted the Holy Eucharist, the 12 apostles were present. But when it was evening, he sat down with his 12 disciples. Matthew chapter 26, verse 20. And whilst they were at supper, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26. And when evening was come, he cometh with the 12. Mark chapter 14, verse 17. And whilst they were eating, Jesus took bread. Mark chapter 14, verse 22. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Luke chapter 22, verse 14. Question 241. How did our Lord institute the Holy Eucharist? Our Lord instituted the Holy Eucharist by taking bread, blessing, breaking, and giving to his apostles, saying, Take ye and eat, this is my body. And then by taking the cup of wine, blessing and giving it, saying to them, Drink ye all of this. This is my blood, which shall be shed for remission of sins. Do this for a commemoration of me. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and giving thanks, broke and said, Take ye and eat, this is my body which shall be delivered for you. This do for the commemoration of me. In like manner also the chalice, after he had supped, saying, This chalice is the New Testament in my blood. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 25. And whilst they were at supper, Jesus took bread, and blessed, and broke, and gave to his disciples, and said, Take ye and eat, this is my body. And taking the chalice, he gave thanks, and gave to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which shall be shed for many unto remission of sins. Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 to 28. And whilst they were eating, Jesus took bread, and blessing, broke, and gave to them, and said, Take ye, this is my body. And having taken the chalice, giving thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, This is my blood of the New Testament, which shall be shed for many. Mark chapter 14, verse 22 to 24. And taking bread, he gave thanks, and brake, and gave to them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. Do this for a commemoration of me. In like manner the chalice also, after he had supped, saying, This is the chalice, the New Testament in my blood, which shall be shed for you. Luke chapter 22, verses 19 and 20. Question 242. What happened when our Lord said, This is my body, this is my blood? When our Lord said, This is my body, the substance of the bread was changed into the substance of his body. When he said, This is my blood, the substance of the wine was changed into the substance of his blood. In thy sweetness, O God, thou hast provided for the poor. Psalms chapter 67, verse 11. O taste and see that the Lord is sweet. Psalms chapter 33, verse 9. Thou didst feed thy people with the food of angels. Wisdom chapter 16, verse 20. Psalms chapter 77, verse 24. And John chapter 6, verse 31. Question 243. Is Jesus Christ whole and entire, both under the form of bread and under the form of wine? Jesus Christ is whole and entire, both under the form of bread and under the form of wine. Is Christ divided? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 13. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread or drink the chalice of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. Question 244. Did anything remain of the bread and wine after their substance had been changed into the substance of the body and blood of our Lord? After the substance of the bread and wine had been changed into the substance of the body and blood of our Lord, there remained only the appearances of bread and wine. The things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. Question 245. What do you mean by the appearances of bread and wine? By the appearances of bread and wine, I mean the figure, the color, the taste, and whatever appears to the senses. The sensual man perceiveth not these things that are of the Spirit of God, for it is foolishness to him. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. He eateth and drinketh, not discerning the body of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 29. We look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. Question 246. What is this change of the bread and wine into the body and blood of our Lord called? This change of the bread and wine into the body and blood of our Lord is called transubstantiation. The pot of meal wasted not, and the cruse of oil was not diminished, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke in the hand of Elias. 3 Kings chapter 17, verse 16. Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. John chapter 4, verse 46. We will continue with the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism on side B of this tape. Please join us.